From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah returned to the kingdom today after 3 months of medical treatment abroad. Ahead of his arrival, the king announced broad new social benefits and housing and financial support for the unemployed. But Saudis, inspired by the changes in Egypt, Tunisia, and now in neighboring Bahrain, want more. They're demanding political reform, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from the eastern town of Qatif.
Hello, marhaba.
Jafar al-Shayab is giving directions to a weekly political forum at his home. Shayab is the chairman of the municipal council in Qatif. This is the first gathering since the uprising in Bahrain, which is less than an hour's drive away.
Has the conversation in these meetings changed since Bahrain?
Something new in Bahrain that's taking place.
They
keep talking about it, in these meetings and outside the meeting.
He's not sure what to expect tonight. Many families here have relatives in Bahrain, where the Shiite majority is challenging the Sunni royal family. Most of Saudi Arabia's Shiites, a minority, live here in the eastern province. And for them, Bahrain has been an inspiration.
If you don't demand anything, you will not get anything. This is how the system works here.
That's 30-year-old Maitham al-Shihi, a recent graduate from a U.S. university.
I have two kids. I want to assure that they have good future, not as my present. We want more.
He joined the crowd in this packed room. The debate is fiercely political. We have the same problems as Egypt and Tunisia, one man says. And we must demand our rights now, says another man. In the eastern province, Shiite grievances have centered on religious freedoms, inclusion in Saudi society, equality in getting jobs. But this debate has national themes, says Yusuf Maki, a writer and a political activist.
We expect change everywhere.
Even here?
Yes, of course. If you ignore the right of people, we don't know. Who knows? Real change is required to recognize that democracy is not a Western demand. It is a universal one.
So far, political reforms have not been on the Saudi agenda. Just before he came home, King Abdullah announced a $35 billion package, what he called a gift for Saudi citizens to address long-standing concerns. Unemployment benefits, a salary hike for government workers, billions to support Saudis who want to buy their own homes. That might have been enough a few months ago, says political scientist Tawfiq al-Saif, but not anymore.
Well, it is because of Egypt. The change in the self, the inside of the people, Egypt has the widest impact on the people of Saudi Arabia.
Some of those changes were apparent here. Sunni political activists took part in this debate organized by Shiite reformers. That is relatively new, says Tawfiq al-Saif, because there's been deep mistrust between the two communities. The issue was openly discussed on this evening.
This shows that this is a big concern in this country, and raising the question is itself a way of solving this problem.
Saudis have joined from across the country in Facebook groups to call for change. A site demanding political reform gained 7,000 members in just 2 weeks.
This is amazing, really amazing, because I used to see Saudis fearing to talk in politics and saying their names. But all of them think of one thing, that's the going over the barriers, the historical barriers for political reform. Everyone in Saudi Arabia think of this.
This is especially true among Saudi Arabia's young generation. Dura Ali is a 22-year-old journalism student, a Shiite dressed in a full abaya and a face veil.
Bahrain is similar to us here in Qatif, especially. We have even families there. We are concerned.
Do you want the same things here that they want?
Me? Yes. Honestly, yes. But like Egypt. I don't know the English word.
Peaceful?
Yeah, peaceful. That's it.
Saudis say it's unlikely there will be mass protests in the streets of the kingdom. But the political passions here seem as strong as anywhere in the Arab world. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Qatif, Saudi Arabia.